I invite you to close your eyes and feel, sense, visualize, or imagine connecting in with the energy of the earth. Mother Gaia is here in support of you. You are deeply connected with her and with all sentient beings. Send a wave of appreciation and gratitude for the myriad of sentient beings that we are connected with. Feel, sense, visualize, or imagine a connection to the cosmos, a connection to all of the galactic ancestors. Invite this connection to come fully present within your body. Let us give gratitude, thanks, and appreciation for those ones from the stars that came here and gave us our altered DNA that is designed for mastery and ascension. Feel this connection between the earth and the cosmos, for you are a part of all of it. Your existence is outside of this vessel that holds you. For your existence comes from your soul, which is everywhere, all at once. And we ask you now to bring your hands facing each other. Feel the energy between your hands. Place them on your heart. Give a wave of gratitude and love to yourself for being here on the planet now. And we ask you now to relax your hands as we invite the beautiful essence of Kryon to come forward.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is it possible that human beings really have guides? Oh, this is such a big question. First of all, it is almost unanswerable. And the reason it's unanswerable is because you're in one dimension asking about another. And in that other dimension, that question can't really be asked. It would be like saying, is there some water around the ocean? And if so, how many waters are there? Let's begin at the beginning. This is another question. It has to do with the magnificence of your soul, of what I would call the entourage of magnificence that comes with you when you arrive on this planet. We have spoken of this so many times. There are those of you who say, I feel guides around me. As I awaken further, as I'm more aware of a greater truth and these esoteric things, and even watching channels like this, I am also aware of other energies around me. You're right. The more you give permission and allowance for awakening, the more you will feel that which is the parts of your soul. I'll tell you, the answer is yes. Humans, you have guides. You have guides when you're born. They don't ever change. And this is something I have said before. They appear to change, but they don't. They just change clothes. And you think they're new. Dear ones, it's you who change. The very steps of evolution, of awakening, spiritually often create a feeling of a new set of guides or whatever you want to call it, or the angels have come back in with a different energy, and the whole time they sit there and smile and they say, it's you who changed. You're just seeing more of you. You're seeing more magnificence. You're starting to see more light. Humans come in with a full set of guides. How many? Now, this is where it gets fun. For you in your dimensionality, through history, all of history, those who deal in feeling the spirituality of things have felt these entities around them and claim them. But in lower energies, when the veil is thicker, many of the truths that you are now seeing have to be given in a far more simple way. Or let me say this, they're presented the same, but they are interpreted far differently with a thicker veil. This is where the rules of God that you have created start to creep in, where the human uses the template of a human being to create God eternal. And you start counting the number of angels or create a hierarchy of who's important and who is not. All human templates. But overwhelmingly, there has been the feeling of the three. The three has so many different aspects, so many different energies to it. And through history, there are many systems that assigned energies to numbers. It's called numerology. And when you take a look at the various energies assigned to the three, they are vastly different. Or are they? The names that are given are different. But when you put all those names in a list or shake them up in a bag, you can summarize almost all of them in a concept. And that concept is one that Tibetan numerology carries with it. And that is the catalyst. The three creates an energy that does not affect the three. Let me show you. Let us say you have three guides. Let's pretend. And let us say that an idea comes to you and you give allowance for that divinity in you, the guides, to direct you or shape it or help you to know what to do next. And suddenly that idea starts to manifest in your mind, perhaps as an invention, a book, a course, or just a better way of being. Perhaps it manifests in something that you didn't expect. Those three energies called guides have catalyzed your idea and increased them. They created a different energy. And that energy then went on to do other things for you, but the guides stayed the same. Now, this is the definition in chemistry of a catalyst. But it's far more than chemistry. Sometimes the guides have been allied with what you have called intuition. That is an entire other story. For intuition has so many different parts and types. There's the survival intuition that you're born with. There's the intuition that comes often from your DNA. There's the intuition that comes often from being allied with the mitochondrial DNA, your parents. And then there's the intuition that is enhanced and special and advanced that you actually plan. And this is where it gets good. Because as soon as you start using that kind of intuition, you're giving intent and allowance. It works with your pineal. It works with so many other parts of your body. Your higher self is involved, and the guides are there to guide you. We're telling you that there are pieces of parts of intuition that you never thought you had. Did you know you can have planned intuition? In other words, dear spirit, I have something coming up I need help with. I'll just be quiet. Let pop into my mind what should, so I'll do the right thing. How many of you have done that? And some of you said, well, I tried it, but nothing happened, and so I did something else. And I will tell you, what happened was you didn't wait long enough. You see, humans want it now. What if the answer could only happen at the moment of the issue you've asked for? I need to know what to say to this or that person about this issue, and I need to be compassionate and kind. I just don't know what it's going to be. Don't be surprised if that happens the moment you open your mouth. And that is the intuition, and that's the guides. How many guides, that number? Take a look at what history has done religiously, spiritually, with the number three. It's throughout so many systems. Perhaps the one that you're most common with in your culture, if you're watching this, and your culture is that of my partner, would be the Holy Trinity. This came directly from the other side of the veil, looking at the three as something very, very special, a catalytic energy that makes a difference. Now, the humans take that energy and want to split it up, identify it, and give it names, because this is the linearity that humans have. And this is what humans do just to make themselves comfortable. They hierarchize things. They make things, sort them out in ways so that they can make sense of them, even if there's no sorting, even if there's no such thing as sorting. Because the entourage that comes with you is countless. It's not even a group of three. But it seems like that to you. And this is what then I am telling you about this wonderful idea of humans having guides. Let's pretend that you could count them. There basically would be three. And what happens when you start to awaken? A human being will say, I am awakening now to bigger, grander truths. Therefore, I now have four guides. No, you don't. This is the human wanting to make it bigger and better just because that's what humans like to do. There are always three general groups, areas, guidances, if you wish. And that is why there are so many of the three in the religions that you see. But just sitting there all by yourself, there indeed are three groups of guidances. Some of them even correspond to the organs of the body. One of them being the pineal. And in this case, I will tell you that if you could step into a multidimensional area, I don't want to use the word place because there is no place in a multidimensional world, an energy. If you could step to the other side of the veil, it would take your breath away. Because you would not be counting anything. You would see the beauty of the concepts of majesty all around you. And yes, you would feel a color, perhaps a grouping, which melded into some of the others. They're not distinct. There is no counting when you get past four dimensions, dear ones. You can't even count dimensions. It's like we've said before, one, two, three, four, all. This is the tendency of the human to say, I am going into the next phase. I'm going into the next dimension in my life. It's going to be number five. I'm going to have four guides, five dimensions, and on you go, not understanding you've simply stepped into everything at once. The ocean doesn't have pieces and parts of the ocean around it, and you can't count water. You could count molecules. Go ahead. I'll wait. Do you see how this is? It's a beautiful, universal soup of energy. And so much of it is identified when it comes in with you, belonging to you. What if I told you something you need to know? Listen, for those esoterically minded are just getting this and just perhaps reeling with the wonderment of it all, I will tell you something you need to know. You can make those guides angelic if you wish. And I want you to know this, that every single time you come into this planet at the wind of birth, they're the same guides, the same ones. They're the best friends you have. This is why you're so comfortable with them. and they never change. The idea that somewhere along the line there'd be a guide change is a human concept. There is a human change. They may change clothes. They may get a little brighter. And you think, using the human brain, you say, well, I just got three new ones. No, you don't. This is such a beautiful concept. Think of it, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. They're the same guides. Oh, there's so much more to tell. Perhaps we'll even continue this in a different way later. But for now, oh, the answer is yes, from birth. Sitting there, these guides, waiting for you to awaken and know they're there. Some of your best friends all your life. Why don't you say hello to them, claim them. Let them start using that beautiful part of majesty you have, you were born with. And so it is.